This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, D'Amico always says, swarm.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men, believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of Swarm.
All right, I'm tracking this. I am keeping archives of our Circle of Swarm each week. In the Circle of Swarm, Seth and I each pick three. Swarmiest of Texan players based on recent performance and partially year-long performance and how we feel heading into this game on Sunday against the New England Patriots. This is purely subjective Payne and Pendergast stuff right here is what this is.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say we each pick three.
Okay.
I was just going to reiterate that. We each pick three.
It's my turn to pick first, isn't it?
If you want to, go ahead. I was going to let you pick first. The honor is yours, Your Honor. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Fire away.
Nobody lets me do anything, Sean. I do what I'm going to do. Okay?
You do it, man.
Listen, mister. You kowtow to me right now.
That's right.
Okay, this is actually tough for who to put in first. I feel like the embodiment of Swarm last week, and this includes the way this guy's entire unit ended up playing, It was Azeez Alshire,
who on my list.
Came in. Just had a really bad first series after he'd spent a night in the hospital. He'd lost 10 pounds of fluids. He was physically beaten down and ill. Started off the game rough. D'Amico threatened to or told him that he was going to have to bench him if it kept looking like that. And Azeez ended up playing like he looked like he just had the best week of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Azeez Alshire, first member of the Circle of Swarm, week six.
There is a play that they show. Oh, you know what? I saw it on the cinematic YouTube that the team does.
Yeah.
Of the recap of the game, it's like a 6-minute video. It's really good, and it was a play where Josh Allen broke out of the pocket, running to his right. And Mario Edwards Jr. is chasing him, and it's what it looks like, a defensive tackle chasing Josh Allen, and Josh Allen is clearly, making separation. Azeez Alshire shoots from off the screen like a bullet, passes Mario Edwards Jr. like it's the HOV lane, and forces a bad throw by Josh Allen. Like, Azeez Alshire, east to west, just covering all that ground sideline to sideline has just been a joy to watch this year, man.
Yeah, that's he's a more athletic version of D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans was more of an old school thumper, but he was also sideline to sideline.
Yeah.
Azeez Alshire is the modern version of that. A little bit more athletic, sleeker, but still with an appetite for violence.
I just double checked on this one, Seth, to see if this guy has been in the Circle of Swarm. This is my first pick.
Okay.
And he's not yet. And I like getting a little new representation in there. And you'll like this because he wears your old number. Foley Fatakasi, number 91. I'm putting him in the Circle of Swarm. And it's based on big plays recently and just all-out effort. He gives great effort all the time, Foley Fatakasi.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks ago, he was crucial in the goal line stand against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
The tackle for loss he had against the Bills on a screen pass was a really underrated big play in this game. At a time in the game where the Bills were getting a little momentum, they went from first and 10 to second and 17, and the Texans were able to get off the field on that drive.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Foley Fatakasi, I feel like as the year goes on in the Circle of Swarm, I want to reward some of these guys who've been giving Swarm-type effort but recent weeks have been making splashy type plays as well. So I'm putting Foley Fadakasi heading into week 7 in the circle of swarm.
It's a, yeah, this isn't like an MVP ranking for the team or anything like that, but just by way of he's playing and where is what his expectations are, he's done some really good
special
things.
Special work ethic and relentless mindset, baby. Yeah.
All right. My next inductee into the week 6 into the week 6 circle of swarm. Yeah. A guy who improved on a swarmy element last week after a couple weeks ago being kind of dicey in it, Derek Stingley and his ability and willingness to come up and be physical in the run game, and added to just his general overall coverage ability. I thought that 2 weeks ago versus the Jaguars, the Texans had some uncharacteristic plays where the cornerbacks and the defensive backs in general weren't quite playing their responsibilities and like the selfless part of it in the run game. Derek Stingley came back and did all the right things in that regard. And as D'Amico talked about this week, you got to have defensive backs that are willing to hit and willing to tackle. So Derek Stingley this week. I think it's weird. I think, again, he's one of the obviously better players on the team. Is this his first time in the circle?
He was in it last week, too. So this is 2 weeks in a row. These are the first 2 weeks he's been in there. I've got some under.
It's tough now on the offensive side.
I don't even think I'm going to dip into the offensive side. I might stay defense.
Okay.
Or I think the rule needs to be when he wins special teams player of the week, that Kyahmi Fairbairn is in the circle of swarm. You kick a game winning 59. He's been in it before.
That's true.
He was in it the first time we ever did the circle of swarm, included a kicker. That's how good a season Kyahmi Fairbairn. You look at Kyahmi Fairbairn's field goal log. I've got it in front of me here. He's kicked a total of 11 field goals this year. 8 of them are 50 yards or longer.
Yeah.
The other 3 are 47, 47, and he's got a 30-yard chip shot from the Jacksonville game. That's incredible.
What was his miss?
His miss was from 54 against Minnesota.
Yeah.
So he's... I mean, he is having the best season, certainly at this stage, of any kicker in Texans history. He's got the most 50-plus yard field goals, 8 through 5 weeks, of any kicker ever in the history of football.
I think the biggest wish I would have for Kyahmi is that I would just hope he's never eligible for the award again the rest of the season.
Right.
If the offense could start... just actually, you know, using their brains when they're at the 40-yard line instead of just stalling out in that area of the field. Let's just go ahead and keep on pushing. Let's keep going.
Correct.
We're like a Donner party here.
Yes.
You know?
It's not just the 59-yarder to win. He kicked a 50 and a 47 in that game also. Like, he's automatic, man. So we got to recognize him somehow. If the league's going to give him a trophy, then we're going to give him a swarmy. Right here. So Kyahmi is my second pick. Who do you got for your last pick, Seth?
My last pick. Now, CJ Stroud is falling precariously close to being out of the circle of swarm this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is dicey. I don't want him to be out of the circle of swarm.
Bad fourth quarter, man.
And yet, part of this is a little bit aspirational on this part, too. I want to give a guy a little bit of taste of love and respect, knowing that he's got a big test in front of him this week.
Yep.
Stephon Diggs.
Okay, I like that one.
Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
If anything, for just his overall durability throughout his career, which is so crucial right now that he stay healthy. Nico, Tank, I have no idea how many games they're going to play for the rest of the season. I need Stephon Diggs to play every single game for the rest of the season. And mostly for Stephon Diggs' willingness to be really, in a lot of ways, in the same role he was in Buffalo last year, the short and intermediate guy where Stephon really started to chafe against it. He's not showing any signs of buckling or disliking it or anything, and then he's got an opportunity this week to maybe be a little bit more of a deep threat and to get a little bit more of the glory. Yep. So for his relatively blue-collar, workman-like approach to this season so far, and for him trying real hard to do all the right things and say all the right things from a leadership standpoint, Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs is a good one. I thought about Diggs. That's a good one.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts? podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My last one, I'm struggling with a couple of them here, and these are guys who are not normally guys getting a ton of accolades on defense, but they've shown up the last couple of weeks. I'm going to go with Henry Toa Toa just because the position is a swarm-type position, and I think Toa Toa has exceeded expectations so far this year. He does play with the swarm mentality. Like, he throws himself in there, and I think he's had a good season so far. So this is a partial good game against Buffalo, but overachieving expectations and playing the swarm type of football and hoping that he does more of it because they got no depth at linebacker right now. Similar to what you're doing with Diggs, a little bit of incentive. Give him a taste of that confectionery sugar and he comes back for more. Henry Toa Toa is my final pick for the Circle
of Swarm. Okay, so no C.J. Stroud in the Circle of Swarm. I had multiple people come at me during the game after C.J.'s intentional grounding penalty saying, like, okay, well, there's no way in hell. You guys don't have the guts to leave him out of the Circle of Swarm, do you? My gut after the game was, hell yeah, he's in the Circle of Swarm. Yeah. I'm keeping him in the Circle of Swarm, and lo and behold, here he is. He's out because you decided to go with Henry Toa Toa instead of the guy who actually won the game for you. Okay. All right.
No, I picked the guy that won the game for us, Kymie Fairbairn. He's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you chose, yeah. I can't put both linebackers in the Circle of Swarm when they're still, the front seven is not doing a bang-up job down in and down out versus the run. They're letting up too much chunk yardage in the run game.
Okay. I'm going to tell you who my other pick would have been. Then I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
Eric Murray has played really well for this team the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
He's had some good plays in pass coverage. He's had some big pass breakups on third down to get the team off the field. Mm-hmm. That was my honorable mention. That was the other one I was thinking about.
He received votes. Okay.
He also received votes. Now, here's my bone I got to pick with you. If I'm going to let you go first in this, okay?
Yeah.
You can't take the fact that I'm going last and put it on me that C.J. Stroud's not in there. Like, oh, Sean could have put him in there. Last chance.
Hey.
You can't do that, man.
I'm just explaining how C.J. Stroud, the best player on the team, ended up out of the... I'm not blaming you. I'm just explaining to the listener,
yo,
for the listeners,
me.
that I trusted that... I thought that Sean would put C.J. Stroud in the circle of trust. I assumed that he would. My mistake was in trusting you. I'm not blaming you, Sean. I'm telling the listeners
it's
my fault for trusting you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Is that what you're doing?
Yes. Your faults as a swarm committee member are actually my failings as a father.
That's it, Ben. During the break, can you come get the
now
knife
I
out?
I smother you with
it.
A pillow.
Can you come get that knife out of my back during the break, Ben? That was harsh. Apparently, and we've got like 50 texts of people confirming, CeeDee Lamb said to Dak Prescott, jump ball. You. Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay. Gotcha.
Basically saying throw it up to
so
him.
So he's
I
basically
guess.
Saying like, hey, we're cool. Or you're just do that or whatever. Okay.
Just do that. Yeah.
I assumed it was probably these... People are getting a little crazy. Now there's like AI lip readers that people are just trusting 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
CJ should be the designated hitter for the Circle of Swarm. We're not doing stipulations for the Circle of Swarm. We've already got all kinds of extra stips for the Circle of Trust.
Making it six is tough.
It's clean, though. I like it. Like, it's
exclusive.
Yeah, this
is my least favorite Circle of Swarm. I feel like I did a little too much of attaboys in this one. Yeah. I'll give you a Circle of Swarm.
I picked Fadakasi, Toa Toa, and the kicker.
Okay. Yeah. This is the problem. Fadakasi and Toa Toa are both guys that I feel like you're giving them an attaboy. And for playing above expectations in some regards,
maybe.
And yet when it comes to total swarmitude,
maybe.
They're not. Neither of those guys are on the level of C.J. Stroud.
They're not. But at least I've got for Fadakasi. At least I've got examples of huge plays that he's made in the last couple of games. Toa take umbrage too. That's fine if you want to take.
Okay.
Fadakasi, I think, deserves to be like Fadakasi's made a couple big plays the last couple of weeks. If it was just guys who were really good. it would be like largely the same six guys every week. You know what I mean? Like, I like to have a little bit of recognition for, bam, huge play.
For the swarminess of it. Yeah, so it is. There's a little bit of an underdog thing going on there, too.
A little bit. Like, so, all right, combo.
Now, you know? I know moving forward, we got to keep the underdog element in there, that this is as much about spirit and pluck as it is about actual performance.
Okay. Someone says, I'm putting y'all in the circle of swarm for the great pregame foreplay. Keep up the good work, fellas. That's not four, but it's a pregame show. I mean, if you view it as foreplay, then
it is. It is. You spend 3 hours. It's like, Sean, you tell any lady, like, hey, before we get to the real action, we're going to have 3 hours of talking, of discussing your hopes and dreams for what might happen. Just a little bit of, you know, just doing all the right things for 3 hours. Yeah. I think they'd approve, Sean.
That's a lot of work. Oof. Texans foreplay presented by, it's Texans Countdown. Okay.
We do a 3 hour pregame show for a 3 hour game.
Yep.
A 1-to-1 ratio there of foreplay to action. What? That's pretty damn good.
That's a full
Any
day.
Any woman to tell you anything 1-to-1 or greater is, yes, please.
That's a full day. All right. Yeah. There's our circle of swarm this week. Very defensive circle of swarm. Azeez, Fadakasi, Stingley, Henry Toa, Kymie Fairbairn, Stephon Diggs.
And that's true. Yeah, big picture, that's how it should go. The defense has been much more swarm-like than the offense in general.
And even like if we factor like the recency part too, like these last two wins have been defensive wins, not offensive wins. You know.
Yeah.
In terms of the if we're combining the season with the last couple of weeks. All right. Maybe I'm being petty on a Friday. Tuesday's our petty day. CBSSports.com put out a mock draft that if this happens, it would be the funniest thing to happen this offseason. If this happens, please, God.
So excited.
Let this happen. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.